Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that, we are eternally grateful to our fine listeners on the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, on the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
damn 1100 the flag.
Here's what I
KLTC on the Western Edge, 1460.
I was born
in, of course,
dear Greece.
Flag West, 1090. KTGO from the heart of the Bakken. Number one with a bullet in northwest North Dakota and eastern Montana. Boy, we appreciate that so much. Aaron Tippin reminds us we live where we live and we love it. Todd's wearing red today. He's got the...
I was going to say, we're just commenting about... Jesse's still in the studio. Yeah, we're commenting about your Miami Dolphins WDAY shirt there. What's with that color?
I didn't get the teal out of that from the Dolphins. I get more of a green, but it could be the camera.
Well, I was going to say it may be the camera then. Because, yeah, from here it looks sort of tealish.
That's right.
There's only three colors, red, white, and blue.
Dustin has the flag... flying on his blue shirt, no doubt about that. Kevin is at WeFest today, so assuming he's not hungover, he'll join us at some point in the program. I don't know what you think, but yeah.
Scott's not kidding about that either, by the way.
No, there's blaring news today. The unemployment rate fell to 5.4%. Well, color me fired up and happy dance.
Oh, we'll take care of that when the Delta variant numbers start coming up.
Yeah, right. Well, as soon as it gets to five, then we'll kick in the dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay in your home.
Exactly. Stay in your home.
That's what I most appreciate about the conversation with Mike LeBeau yesterday from Sanford Health. Because, you know, he's saying, look, my kids have the vaccine. I have the vaccine. We recommend the vaccine because we see it as the safest bet against the variant, which you can't take lightly. I appreciate that. That's a kidney doctor, a doctor, who happens to be now in the C-suite at Sanford Health West Division, saying that's what we believe best protects you from the variant. Now, I wouldn't run out and say, Mike LeBeau told me, so I'm going to get the poke, and I wasn't going to get the poke before, but I'd talk to my doctor and say, is he right? Is that the best chance to prevent, you know, mask mandates everywhere? And, you know, the thing about mask mandates I don't like is nobody can tell you they make a difference. We had this conversation last hour with the director of Fargo Cass Public Health. And she's saying, well, we went from zero cases now to 140. And that's a 300 and some percent increase. Well, okay, but what was our high water mark in Cass County? I don't have that in front of me.
Well, technically, you can't call it a percentage increase because anything times zero is zero. I remember from math class back in
whatever grade that was. Well, it did go up. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, the thing is, it's not alarming. It's up. It's going up. And I think that's honestly the Delta variant. You know, the Delta variant isn't made up. And really the difference that scares me in the Delta variant, I don't like the way the media hypes it. I think the media is responsible for this. I don't care if it's ABC, Fox News, whoever, at the top of the hour, they are trying to freak you out. And the 20-something hairdos, on a good day, the 30-something hairdos in most newsrooms, they're freaked out. These are the people that go to the bar at night and wear three masks. Okay? They come out of journalism school and they think their job is to save the world. And so they run around and freak out. These are the ones who were lying the other night about us being at capacity, 90% capacity of critical care. Never mind, it was completely disconnected with a spike in COVID numbers because there was one patient in critical care in all of North Dakota related to COVID. Now, that's just a fact. They are trying to scare you. So don't listen to them. Listen to your doctor. Get your own best advice. And then make your own decision. End of story. And if we do that, I believe we can avoid the insanity of shutting down our economy and printing money to have it recover.
But the Delta variant.
Best 2 cents. What about it?
But the Delta variant. You know that's what people are going to say. Yeah, but that was fine then, but now we have this.
I understand. But again, we've seen this movie before. Healthcare professionals are saying the vaccine is your best chance to prevent against the Delta variant. It's not perfect. I think they say it's 65% effective. The one thing I've seen in the Delta variant that I think is worthy of us pausing a moment is there are children's hospitals in the Southeast that are full. Okay?
All right.
They are the Delta variant. So this does impact kids more than the other one did. We don't vaccinate kids 12 and under, so they're going to have a higher rate of this. And again, there's a lot of legitimate questions about
For example, you walk down your over-the-counter medications aisle. If those only had a 65% rate, would you be taking those?
Well, I'd have to say, what else can I do? Right? So if it's 65% and I still get it, what do? I take one of the therapies. I take other things
It wouldn't be on the shelf if it only had a 65% rate. The FDA would never approve it.
Well, I think the deal is with the same thing with a flu shot, right? There's different strains and they aren't all perfect and you still get the flu,
even though
the flu shots.
You get that.
So that's in every vaccine.
Right.
And the vaccine at Sanford Health, every poke they've done, their numbers is 3 in 1,000. They get a reaction. Now, that means 997 people have no problem. The 3, that's not fun. And I think that's why you got to make a decision. And say, well, what are the what-ifs of the vaccine? And what don't we know about the vaccine? All of that's fair. This is not for Scott Hennon or Todd Mitchell or Dustin Moore to say. This is for you to own your health care and decide for yourself with
there
the
you
data
go.
You have. Let's get out of this shaming people if they don't have it and, you know, people being bullied into it or otherwise. You know, just make your own decision. This is America. Grab your freedom back. And if we don't, we're going to see this play out just like it's playing out in other parts of the country. And by the way, anybody that voted for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, if you haven't written an email, made a phone call to some of their supporters and say, you are making this worse by what you're doing at the border, I don't know what you're thinking.
Exactly.
I don't know why you can go along with this. But let's go back to the mask mandates. That's the push we're going to see. Schools are debating it now. FargoCast Health is saying, we recommend all inside people, wherever you are, if you're inside, you wear a mask. That's what they're saying right now. They are saying, they're saying, schools, we recommend kids wear masks. So I asked Desi Fleming, FargoCast public health official, what data are you relying on to make that recommendation?
Yeah, we have, I mean, like I said, we have a bunch of articles on studies on masking that we typically send out if people are questioning that, so we can certainly send those your way. Our public health analyst is really good at going through studies and collecting data, you know, just to see what's out there that makes sense. But certainly they have studies that have shown that places that have mask mandates have had lower impacts with COVID, you know, throughout this pandemic. And so, and we know we use them in healthcare. You know, we know that there's a reason we use them. It stops viruses. It diminishes that, you know, if flu's a virus, if our numbers are that low, I think we can attribute much of that to the mask wearing, the hand washing, and everything we've done for mitigation for COVID.
All right, so there you got a number. Now, I heard, well, we have articles and we have studies. But I've read good articles and good studies that say the exact opposite. I want people who work for us, the taxpayers, to say, this is a mixed bag. Some say it works, some say it doesn't. You decide, people. And not have insurance companies saying, your store must do, and have city commissions and city councils saying, your store must do. Your business must do, and if you don't, we're going to come in and shut you down. That's ridiculous. I do not believe we can sit there and say, well, we don't have the flu because we're hand washing. Well, nobody's saying it's a bad idea to do more hand washing, first of all. Do more hand washing. that spend $5-6 million on radio ads saying, wash your hands. Oh, no kidding.
What grade were you in when you learned that? I learned that really early in life.
And guess what? Washing hands and wearing masks did reduce the virus of the flu. There's no doubt about it. But the virus of COVID is different. I want a study. I want an article, peer-reviewed, taking all things into consideration to say, what data do you rely on to tell me a mask is better? I want that. And by the way, when you get that, let's trade off what we lose from it. What happens to kids' development as a result of these masks and learning to talk and learning to the development of kids? That's proven. So we got to be better about this time. We got to be smarter about this time. But it doesn't mean you blow off a doctor because a doctor says you will have a better chance protecting yourself against that if you do this. I don't think that's asking too much. And we all ought to ask it in unison over and over again, not just say, well, we're going to just trust them and we're going to err on the side of caution and what could it hurt and all of that. Because there's that, too. You touch the mask, you lose it. I don't like the healthcare argument because it's a completely different mask model. Your take on this when we come back.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in wind energy. Wind energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie. Mama never fried a chicken.
What's on your mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, and we'll get Scott back as soon as we get a little technical thing there, or Scott can chime in when he has his end fix, because are you there? We're good now. Well, see, that was quick. You never know.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
That was kind of weird.
There was an echo. But there's no more echo. Our friends at Pfeiffer's, P-I-F-E-R-S, that's Pfeiffer's, wanted me to tell you, if you go to their website, you find out where you can hear the America's Land Auctioneer radio show, but I could tell you, 550 KFIRE tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., same with 970 WDAY, AM 1100 The Flag, and Flag West KTGO tomorrow, 7 a.m. It's a great show, great information. Talk to a plant pathologist. Talk about wicked smart. Plant pathologist. What does a pathologist do in humans? Isn't that the kind of the autopsy type, or you're digging into cells and stuff? Imagine doing that for plants. Wow. And he was explaining to me, and this is going to be on Kevin's show, about what corn does when it doesn't have moisture and how the new hybrids allow it to just preserve, and the difference between a normal year, even in the valley, and this year has been profound, as it has been everywhere, but some corn performed really well because of this. So, you know, these are the things we think of for the future so we can feed the world. Check that show out and check the latest land auctions, real estate, land management, equipment auctions. Meet the team. Sign up for their catalog. Pfeiffer's.com or call them at 877-700-4099. All right, back on What's on Your Mind. I don't want to talk about masks anymore, but I just want everybody to... Exactly. I want everybody to be smart about this.
But wash your hands.
Dustin, do you want to see if we can find Kevin Flynn? And maybe if you call his phone like four times, he'll kind of like...
Hello?
I'm not really ready for the morning yet.
Dustin wants you to call him.
Oh, good Lord.
Why don't you give him a call, Todd, if you can, and just see what kind of an answer you get. You better, you better do it off the air. But once you do it off the air, we'll see what you get.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to call him hot on the air.
Texas
that's
says,
that's
Scott,
when the bombs drop if you do that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, Jimmy Failure did that to me the other day. Scott, yeah.
Got you good. He didn't play that one cold.
I think it was like six F-bombs in one voicemail, but he was having fun with it. Scott, how about you wear two masks, one for you and one for me, and now I won't have to wear one. Yeah, thank you for that very much.
You know, I meant to mention, by the way, that you know, you talked about those journalists wearing three masks when they go out. Don't they realize that beer is already filtered by the brewery and they don't need to filter it again? Just saying.
You lost me on that, but I'm going to go
when with you. Last segment, you were talking about the 20-something and 30-something. Did you forget what you said already?
No, I just, you did a rabbit trail me back to masks, and I'd moved on from masks, but now I got it. Texture says, I'm a tiny local businesswoman. I buy local because my dad, also a business owner, taught me that my clients live and work here, and I need to keep them employed so they can afford to buy from me. Thank you, Carrie. It's a very good point. And by the way, we all ought to do that. Again, it's a personal decision. Some people say, well, I'm going to buy from Amazon because I can get the kind of clothes I want, and I can't get them locally, and I want the kind of clothes I want. I get it. That's America. It's freedom. I will not buy from Amazon for the simple reason that I know this monstrosity of five football fields just to the north of Fargo, just north of the airport, is not here for Amazon to make money. It's here for social change. And so everything I buy goes into their effort to say, you know, it's okay for boys to play in girl sports. And if you don't think so, you're going to hell. You're a heathen. You hate people that want to be a boy when they're a girl, or want to be a girl when they're a boy. You hate them. No, I don't hate them at all. It's America. It is America. I can believe what I believe, and I can also love somebody that makes a decision like that. But I don't believe a business should come in and tell us as a state what we should do and threaten to leave with all their jobs and leave a building empty. Fine, go. Get out of here. And all but a handful of the politicians in the state, they're just salivating over that Amazon monstrosity. Just do the math on it. The amount of employees they have to hire, the building costs, the land costs, and ask yourself if there's an upsize market here for that to pencil. It doesn't pencil. They're here for social change, and we're like sheeple. So I'm with Kerry. Local businesses, local businesses. Texter says, you should see the mask the Army has issued. My daughter's fiancé just sent a Snapchat, and they are, think jacket and pants. They have to wear them outside for their two-week drill in Minnesota. Look at the weather forecast and tell me how this is good for our finest. Also had a question for public health officials. What numbers are they going to be happy with before we stop these recommendations? You know, I asked that question in an interview as well. You didn't hear all of that today on the network. But, you know, I said 80% vaccination rates normally get to herd immunity. She said, yeah, normally, yes, but we don't know if this variant. It usually works. They always err on the side of, you know, that might be the norm, but that not now. And, you know, so they believe the worst about the variants. They believe the worst about everything, and they never give the benefit of doubt on the other things. And these are the things we just need to educate ourselves on and be smart about. Love your text. Keep them coming. 701-367-2054. Kevin Flynn is at WeFest, ladies and gentlemen. How did he answer the phone, Todd? Was he a little groggy, or are you bright and sunny?
No, he was fine. He was just fine.
Okay. How are you, Kev?
You're not as groggy as we were imitating you, thinking that we would hear, but...
I can't hear him at all.
So it was, you were talking about, you know, masks and all that BS. It was more than 2 years ago, but it wasn't like it was in the day, but there was a good crowd there, probably 20, 25,000 people, I would best guess. And, not a mask to be seen, man. It was awesome.
Well, it's a super spreader event, and you know that, don't you? It's automatic.
That was kind of the joke of the night. Welcome to the, hey, another super spreader. How you doing, buddy? It was a lot of fun being that. But it was great. They had probably the best opening day early act. You know, the early bands are kind of the up-and-comers. All three of them were just unbelievably good. And Florida Georgia Line never disappoints. Boy, just look back when they do their song Shine On and see 20,000 phones with the flashlights on. It was just give me goosebumps last night just seeing it back and seeing it happening.
We're doing that bumper coming up here. So we're going to do a little Florida Georgia Line just to say hat tip to everybody there last night. But then we're going to pivot and go to Dirk Spantley and Blake Shelton a little bit today on WeFest Friday here on the program.
Yep.
All right.
These kids don't know the struggle that we had with lighters. You know, they get to hold a phone up and not burn their thumbs.
We have an assignment for you, Kev. The assignment is this.
Yes,
get out a bugle and blow it in the campgrounds and call us back to find out if you can look to tell about it, would you? I can't wait to find out if he makes it through that, folks. When we come back, it's Sunny Mine, Andrew Giuliani, out to fix New York, and that's a tough job. More coming up. Your calls, welcome to...
In need of grain storage, but steel prices have you feeling overwhelmed? Attention, farmers. Gateway Building Systems is here to help. Limited rock solid bins in stock, offered at pre-steel pricing. But don't wait. Act now. Save over 40% with these discounted rates. Gateway Building Systems is the number one rock bin dealer in the U.S. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet prude can't help with. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota sweet prude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota sweet prude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly half of Spirit Airlines flights were canceled on Thursday and will be again on Friday for a fifth straight day, as the airline continues to cancel hundreds of flights throughout the week due to operational challenges and staffing issues. The United States Senate, unable to finalize a $1 trillion infrastructure bill on Thursday, will try again on Saturday. when it's scheduled to hold a vote on limiting debate and moving toward passage of the bill. Once the infrastructure bill passes or not, the Senate was expected to begin work on a budget framework that would make way for a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill later this year. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
Our goal is to pass both a bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution during this work period.
Included in Saturday's bill is a mileage tax that could have every driver on American roads pay a per-mile tax. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You make me want to roll my window down and cruise.
Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Your calls, questions, and comments welcome as always at 800-228-0550. Don't forget, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the Cyber Symposium. Mike Lindell has got white hat hackers, certified cyber experts coming in from everywhere to punch holes in the theories of, you know, whether or not the machines are the issue, whether or not, you know, shutting down ballot counting and defeating in fake ballot. What happened? Just recreate, reenact Election Day. And they're going to do this. All of us can watch at frankspeech.com. And I'm rewarding Mike for this. That's why I'm telling everybody. My wife just bought some towels and some sheets as we send off our youngest daughter next week. I will not be here. I'll be here Monday on the air. And then Kevin Flynn is going to be live from the Cyber Symposium. I'll be gone Tuesday through Friday next week because our daughter is moving in at ASU. And she said, Dad, can you just shut all that off and help move in? And don't be emo. What does that mean, Todd? Don't be emo.
Don't cry, Daddy.
Yeah, that's going to be challenging because this is our baby. It was tough when Alex left.
Cut the cord.
It's tough when Hannah left. And it's going to be tough when Haley left equally. But this is the last one. So you got that whole dynamic there, you know. And now one works in California, and one's going to school in Arizona. So it's just...
You got that, you know, big place, and everything echoes because there's no kids running around anymore. What are you going to do?
And, you know, a mom and a son, especially firstborn, connection there you can never penetrate as a dad. Just is very, very special, right? Dad's kind of the have-a-little-fun guy, whatever. But that bond daughter, rather son to mom... It's the same thing with the daughters. I feel like my daughters are just, I just ache when they ache. You know, it's just, I can't explain it. And it doesn't mean I love my son any less. It's just this, the daughter-dad thing is just so real. It's unbelievable because you go back to when they were young and it's just, oh, man. Anyway, I will be with Mike Lindell and the team Monday in Sioux Falls for a preview of the Cyber Symposium. And all of us can watch it. Most important thing you could do is say, Al Jager, are you going? County auditors, are you going? Legislators, are you going? And all of the information on that is at frankspeech.com. They're actually running out of space, even for governors, senators, House of Representatives, legislators. And they can say, I'm going to watch it online, but the best thing they can do is send their staffs. Senator Kevin Cramer sends three staff members there and watching it.
Oh, nice.
And I just think that's how you honor an event like this. Doesn't mean you think everything that is, you know, Ben said is true, but you're going to go there and say, I want to hear from these experts.
Yeah, you need to hear the message, and you need to digest the information. You've got to.
MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, The great deals are there, including our pillow deal. We got a war with Charlie Kirk going on, and the Jay, what's his name again? Tom J. Thomas J. I forget his name over there on WDAY, but he's using the promo code WDAY. We're saying no, it's spelled S-C-O-T-T. It's not Kirk. It's not WDAY. It's S-C-O-T-T. MyPillow.com. And go to Frank's Pizza to get all the information on that. PetroServe USA is serving up the pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, two Sloppy Joes and chips in Harwood. Cod filet today in Glendon. Meatballs in Ulin. Taco macaroni, 12th Avenue and I-29. Or chip beef with potatoes. Now, if that isn't a North Dakota meal, I don't know.
I was going to say.
West Maine, West Fargo, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And a home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Man alive, is New York a dumpster fire right now? It is a dumpster fire. I want somebody to put the dumpster fire out. I think it could be Andrew Giuliani. He wants to be governor of New York, and he's a friend of ours. He's back on the phone. Andrew, what's with the dumpster fire? What is going on there? My gosh.
Scott, how long do we have to actually get through this right here? Because, I mean, where do we start? Well, you know, look, obviously, everybody's seen the Attorney General report that came out on Tuesday. That confirmed that Cuomo had sexually harassed members of his staff and state employees and then retaliated against them. But to your point with a dumpster fire, it's not just that. It's the $5.1 million book deal. It's him using state resources for said $5.1 million book deal. Oh, by the way, don't forget about the nursing home scandal. Don't forget about actually covering up the nursing home scandal. Don't forget about the preferential COVID treatment for his family. So I think that's the best back of the envelope that I can give you in terms of that. But the truth is, this is the culture that Andrew Cuomo has created here. He has created a culture that if you're not with me, you're against me, and I'm going to destroy your life. That's him in his own words that he said to one of the city council members, Kim, a few months ago, and that's the exact mindset that he's taken. We need a governor that's going to focus on the 19.5 million New Yorkers, not on themselves.
And, you know, sometimes you just have to say my effectiveness is diminished, and I may be thinking I'm right, and I've done everything right, but you sort of take one for the team, and you say, I'm going to get off the stage because I'm a distraction. I've lost my ability to lead. Right or wrong is where I find myself, and I'm going to quietly exit stage right. This guy is so defiant, it's unbelievable. I mean, and, of course, de Blasio, even a blind a squirrel can find a nut every once in a while, and that nut found one, right? Right. Or was he a squirrel? I forget. The squirrel found the nut anyway. So a few of these people now, and Biden too. Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, give me a break. But he is destroying, I hope, the Democratic apparatus of New York with this childish "I'm not going anywhere. Go ahead and impeach me" thing. What's that all about?
Well, you're absolutely right, and you nailed it. You said sometimes there are people that have, most people have the bone of, you know, I'm going to move over for the team here, what's best for it. That bone is not in Andrew Cuomo's body at all. As a matter of fact, the only way that he would resign is if he were to get a deal. Let's say, ultimately, he was not going to be prosecuted and his lawyers were able to make that deal. Then maybe he'll step down if the deal is good enough for him. But for him, it's all about leverage. What I expect to happen here, though, Scott, is I don't expect him to step down. The state assembly, I expect to take up impeachment charges here in the next 10 days. That should be quick. They should impeach him. In New York, when a governor gets impeached, he actually is temporarily removed from power while the state Senate considers to convict him or not. He'll have 30 days to put on his trial, his defense. There'll be a trial and defense in the state Senate. And if there are two-thirds of the vote to convict, then Andrew Cuomo will permanently not be the governor of New York anymore. I can tell you the votes are there from the assembly to impeach. Right now, the votes are there, two-thirds of the state Senate, and the judges that will rule on conviction are there. Whether they'll be there in 40 days or not, I'm not certain. But I expect Andrew Cuomo to go through that entire process. And as you mentioned, Democrats in New York are furious about it and scared about it because it is tearing up the Democratic Party here. For a Republican, it's very good to watch, but it's actually what we've seen over the last 10 and a half years. The world is just getting a better look at the way Andrew Cuomo operates.
Well, I would argue the way the Democratic Party operates. I mean, never, ever underestimate the crack that is power. Yeah. Especially
right.
that, I mean, this happens to Republicans and Democrats without question. It's why we call the swamp the swamp. And the swamp is Republican swamp and Democratic swamp in Washington, D.C., I'm telling you, big time. And it's an addiction to power. It is absolute power that they are consumed with, and you lose all sense of reality and all sense of what's right or wrong. And it is playing out in Team Biden and Pelosi and Schumer. And it's playing out with them. The question is, what do Republicans do to say we're different? I don't think it's the Republican drunk with power. I think it is time for a hard reset. What kind of a swamp on the Republican side are you up against in New York City, Andrew, or New York State?
Well, I'll tell you what. We have right now, we announced our candidacy about 2.5 months ago. In statewide polls, we are up 8 and 17 points. So it's a very, very good start for us for the nominee. There's been a bit of an early push to coalesce around one of the other candidates, the congressman from Long Island, Delbin. But the truth is, we have the grassroots effort and the grassroots movement. So we are in a very, very strong place. We were just in an event called Empire Farm Days around Syracuse, New York. We're going to NASCAR right now as we speak. We're driving up to Watkins Glen. So our strategy is to talk to as many of the 19.5 million New Yorkers and the 2.9 million registered Republicans. And what we've done is we've seen our lead expanding because of that. So for us, we are the party. We are the candidate of the people. We are not the backroom deal candidate. And I think that's where our strength lies. And we're starting to see that in the polling early on.
What is Donald Trump's high water mark for popularity in New York?
It is good question. So he is, we just had that in our poll as well. It's at 86% among Republicans. I think statewide it's a little lower than that. We didn't poll statewide. It was truly just among Republicans. So I'm not 100% certain. But what I can tell you is Republicans in New York see the importance of having a leader like a Donald Trump. And unfortunately, they also see the consequences of having a leader like an Andrew Cuomo. And they are sick and tired of the last 10 and a half years and certainly the last 18 months with Andrew Cuomo. You know, just to shift topics a little bit, you mentioned Bill de Blasio. I'm sure you saw that he is now calling on businesses in New York City to mandate that there are passports coming in, vaccine passports. I heard what you said about, you know, Mike Lindell and him pushing for election integrity. I find it beyond absurd that in New York, you don't need an ID to go and vote. When I voted in the primary for mayor a month and a half ago, I did not need an ID, but now I'll need an ID to show that I've been vaccinated, which I haven't, but to show if I have not been vaccinated to get into restaurants. The thinking is so warped, and it's truly 180 degrees from where we should be, Scott.
Speaking of de Blasio, the best mayor I've ever known in New York City was your dad. There's all kind of trash stories on him these days. How's he doing?
He's doing well. I was just with him last night, actually, with President Trump. There was a big fundraiser at his golf course in Trump Westchester. He spoke for about 5-10 minutes or so. My father did. I was able to speak. He's doing well. You know, one of the things that I've learned about him is there are a few people that I've met that are as tough as he is. He just takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I think, though, in the long run, I think the American people will see that every single step of the way, he stepped up and fought for justice, whether it's been the mob, whether it's been cleaning up New York City, whether it's been on September 11th, or whether it's been standing up for election integrity as he was. He just sees injustice, and it infuriates him. And I'm so proud to be his son.
Yeah, you come from great stock. There's no doubt about it. How do we help you? How do North Dakotans, South Dakotans, Minnesotans, Montanans, how do we help you?
Well, I appreciate that. Well, look, anybody who wants to join the team, whether it's donating or volunteering, our website is nyforgiuliani.com. That's nyforgiuliani.com. Come on out there, donate, and you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at AndrewHGiuliani.com. We've been moving all around the state. And at some point, I'm going to get out to see you there, Scott. We got to figure it out.
We'll do it.
I'm coming out.
Bring your dad, and we'll do one heck of a fundraiser out here for you, for sure. And I'm not bringing my vaccine passport, but I'll come help you in New York, too. Take care, Andrew.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Andy Marag with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Steele, Fargo, Bismarck, Pullman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, and Sioux Falls and Worthing, South Dakota. Featuring farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, coins, toy tractors, guns, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Piper's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are available at pipers.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sack of clothes.
Yeah.
Free and easy down the road I go.
Yes. That's how we roll. Free and easy around here on What's On Your Mind. Got your Wheat Fest lineup on your radio today as you head out there for some good music and not a lot of sleep. And hopefully not a hangover. I'm just saying. The Oak Ridge Boys are how I roll last night at the Northern Lights Casino.
Are you there?
A little bit earlier than the 10:30 lineup. I drove by. I didn't go in. I didn't. You know. I had to get home, Todd. I had to be here today, you know.
Well, that's just it. I mean, yeah. You get to a certain age, and it's like, I'm not doing late-night concerts and then getting up early in the morning to work and stuff. Some people can do it. I'm not one of them.
My daughter's leaving, so every moment's precious. She didn't really want to go, mainly because it's a 10:30 concert, you know. And does she want to go with Dad? No. So
is she an Oak Ridge Boys fan?
She is, but that was all the way over in Walker, so kind of a ways away. Text welcome, questions welcome. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour for the full hour on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. But I got some open phone time here to talk about anything you'd like. See, I just love them. What was one of the more ballady Dwayne Allen lead songs from the Oak Ridge Boys? You know what I'm talking about? I can't picture the name. I mean, I can't.
Well, actually, the one we should be playing for you, albeit the Christmas angle, but despite that, thank God for kids, because you're about to send one off.
No, stop it. Stop it. Yeah.
Don't get emo.
This is good. Getting emo.
Is that what the kids are saying now? Emo? I gotta.
Let's listen to this. Listen.
Have you ever thought there wouldn't be no Santa Claus? Or look what the store just brought. Thank God for kids.
Yeah.
Thank God for kids. I'm telling you, it's so innocent, and they just are so precious. And is that William Lee Golden? Yeah, that's Wayne Allen. I think it's William Lee Golden. You know which one's leading on that?
Thank God, if there's magic for the wild.
And you got a little Richard Sturban in there, too.
Yep.
I'm more of an Oak Ridge Boys guy than a 1030 superstar act guy. Just saying. Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 today. And you know what? It is August. And if you stopped in at Hot Spring Spas in Bismarck on the expressway in front of Walmart or Fargo, just actually in West Fargo, just on the West Fargo-Fargo line there by Spitfire, or in Grand Forks at Grand Cities Mall today, and you said, okay, Scott's convinced me. I need a sauna and a hot tub, because I want to live longer and have less of a chance of Alzheimer's and all that stuff. I want wellness with these products. 20 minutes a day, and life's better below the water and above the water. You got me. Best ownership experience. Josh is going to take care of my hot tub. I don't have to worry about this chemical, that chemical. Is it got enough salt? Any of that. You convinced me. Where can I put the sauna and when? When will you deliver it? And when will the hot tub here? The hot tub is going to be here probably by the time the snow flies. But you got to put your order in today. And the sauna, they can deliver pretty quick because they loaded up on the Finley Osaunas. And we have our sauna in our garage. And it is a routine now between the hot tub and the sauna, and life is just better. My wife reads in the sauna. And that's fun because she can get caught up on reading, which she otherwise wouldn't do. And then we talk about what she's reading. And I just sit there and kind of veg out and love it. And then the hot tub, we have conversations, which with you know, she's got a busy life, I've got a busy life, you know, keeping up with our kids and everything else. We actually spend 15, 20 minutes talking, either about the day or nonsense or about, you know, her mom or, you know, whatever, just life. And it's life-changing, really. So Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, start now. It's like buying a new truck. I say, well, I really want that 2022 Suburban. Well, I can order it today. I'm not going to have it for 6 months. And that's if I go to Pucklich. It might be 10 months if you go somewhere else. They buy enough where they get them quicker. You just got to think ahead a little bit now as a consumer because of all the COVID impact. So, questions or comments, open phone time here. Go ahead and shoot it at me. I have a suggestion for you. If you call us on the Be the Buffalo hotline today with any comment, Senator Kevin Cramer, as I mentioned, here for a full hour to take your calls, questions, and comments on anything. Last week we did infrastructure town hall, talked about a couple other things, but today it's about anything. And the calls are already lining up at 800-228-0550. But if you call the Be the Buffalo hotline, that's where you leave a message. I'm going to pick a winner from the Be the Buffalo callers today for a MyPillow prize. Okay. And you'll get to pick two items if you're 20-something. So just tell us if you're 20-something, because you'll get to pick two items. All the rest of us, one item. I know. I'm just trying to get more of those 20-somethings because I'm worried about the future. They got to get into the talk radio game, folks. Texture says, Scott, you just said massive help with the flu. That isn't even true. Any professional or expert you speak to, ask them questions. One, name one randomized controlled study that proves your theory on masks. Two, the cloth masks you recommend for COVID, would you also recommend those same ones to protect us against the smoke and ash in the air? Because if they protect us from something much smaller that we can't see, like COVID, then it must protect us from the larger items we can see, like smoke and ash.
Good point.
That's why I love our listeners. I am relying on health experts to say the correlation between masks, very different than COVID, and hand washing, but probably more on hand washing, is the reason we have less flu cases. Plus, every flu was called COVID anyway. But these are good questions we all ought to ask. Trust, trust, trust. Back with more on What's On Your Mind after this. Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the Chief Marketing Officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at... You know, 20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30, I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities.
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or... If you prefer text.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.